Nisechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis, five lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis, Umin Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Tani Rabbi Zakkai, Kamid Rabbi Ichron, Rabbi Zakkai taught the following Braisa in front of Rabbi Ichron, that Zivich v'kiteh v'niseich v'shtachva b'halom echad, ein chayev ala achas, that if Reuven shechs an animal for Avodah Zarah, and he's also makter for Avodah Zarah, and he also does nisech hamayim, or nisech hayayin, or he does zrikas adam for Avodah Zarah, and he also bows to Avodah Zarah, and he does all his actions behelam echad, that he still would only be chayiv one carbon chatas. And we know that in order for someone to be chayiv a carbon chatas, they have to perform an avera, that if they would do the avera b'mezid, they would be chayiv karis, and therefore if they did the avera b'shogeg, they're chayiv a carbon chatas. And therefore, as Rashi explains, that since klavi dosa bazara achas hein, at the pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseret HaDibrei states leisa of them hilkach in kanchil chatois, and therefore he could only be chayiv one chatas, as there is only one lav, and he performed all these yisurim and all these avodes behelam echad. And the Yad Rama explains hilkach havalei ka'ichel shtei zesi chelav behelam echad she'in chayev ela achas. The Gemara tells us amalei, so Rabbi Yechon responded to Rabbi Zakkai poktani lebra, that go and learn this brisa outside of the base medrash, as this is not a genuine and valid brisa. And as Rashi states, the toyusu, as it must be a mistake, as Rabbi Yechon holds that certainly all agree that if someone performs multiple avodes of avodah zarah and they did so behelam echad, they'd be chayiv a korban on each individual avodah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rab Abba, the Rab Abba responded that lemaisa is a valid brisa, as Hoda Amar Rab Zakkai machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Rab Nosson, that this memory of Rab Zakkai is actually based on a machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rab Nosson. And as we will see, the Rab Abba wants to say that this brisa that Rab Zakkai brought is going like the shita Rabbi Yisi. And as Rab Abba continued, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, b'negei the Surim of Shabbos, that there's machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Nosson, as since the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseret HaDibrei states, le'sasa kal malacha, then at the beginning of Pashas Ve'yakel, the Torah specifies one malacha, as the Pasuk states, le'sabaru ish b'chol mish v'sechem b'yema Shabbos. The Braisa teaches us, havar l'lav yotzes divra Rabbi Yisi, the Rabbi Yisi holds that the Torah specifies the issa malacha of le'sabaru ish b'chol mish v'sechem, in order to teach us that although if someone is oiva on any of the other malachis on Shabbos, then if they did so b'mezid the chayiv skila, and if they did so without a straw the chayiv kares, and if they did so b'shogeg the chayiv chatos. However, if someone makes a fire on Shabbos, it will only be oiva on an isalav, and it will only be chayiv malchus. And Rav Nosson emel a chalik yotza, and Rav Nosson holds that if someone makes a fire on Shabbos, certainly b'mezid be chayiv skila, and b'shogeg be chayiv chatos. And the reason why the Torah specified l'sabar ish b'chomish v'sechem b'yom haShabbos is in order to teach us that just like if you'll do the malacha of Avara on Shabbos, then you'll be chayiv v'chatos. So the same applies to all the other of the Lamed Tes Malachis. And if Reuven does all Lamed Tes Malachis b'halom echad, then he'll be chayiv to bring 39 kabonas chatois. And therefore, Rabbi Abba continues that the same would apply b'negei the Yisuma of Avodah Zarah. And this way, Rabbi Yisi could fit in to the brisa that Rabbi Zakkai brought. As since the pasuk states leisa shtachav elohem v'leisa avdeim, so really when the Torah stated leisa avdeim, it really included shtachavoya. And why did the Torah go and specify that you can't bow down to an Avodah Zarah? So Rabbi Abba explains the same machlekes would apply, and Lamanda Amar Havara L'lav Yotzes, and according to Rabbi Yisi, that Havara is L'lav Yotzes, so Shtachav Nami L'lav Yotzes, so the same would apply when the Torah states, like Shtachav Elohem, that the Torah is telling us that if someone bows down to an Avodah Zarah, they would not be Chayiv Misa, and they would not be Chayiv to bring a carbon, and all they would be Chayiv is a lav. Therefore, the Fira Besi, we don't have a specific pasuk to tell us that you'd be chayev for each individual avodah that you do b'shogeg, and therefore, when Rabbi Zakkai brought down this brisa that zivich v'kita v'nisich v'shtachva behalam echad ein chayev ela achas, that is going like the shita Rabbi Besi l'manda amah var l'chalak yotza hishtachva nami l'chalak yotza, that according to Rabbi Nosson, who learns that the reason why the Torah specifies avara is in order to tell us one who performs multiple malachis on Shabbos behalam echad will be chayiv multiple karbanos, so the same would apply b'negei avodah zarah. And if one does multiple avodos for an avodah zarah b'shogeg, then he will also be chayiv multiple karbanos. And certainly, although the brisa that Rabbi Zakkai just brought cannot be going according to Rabbi Nosson, but it can fit in according to Rabbi Yisi, and therefore Rabbi Yechon should not have said poktani lebra. Before we continue, let us see Rashi do a maschal l'chalik lachlik v'loim l'cham mazu miyuchad shehima avis malachis hanasa b'mishkan v'chayiv l'akos b'fnei asa. atzmo shepar lo levado af kol shu ab malacha in masan behalom echad chayva kolachz b'achaz. And Rashi explains that this is based on the klal of kol dovish shoyu b'klal v'yotzim in a klal lamed lo lamed al atzmo yotzo el lamed al klal kulo yotzo. And Rashi continues hishtachavo nami lo lav yotzo, that similarly b'negei hishtachavo there is an extra pasuk that discusses hishtachavo, and as Rashi points out that lekamon and daf samach gimel min aleph omash shol hishtachavo is nemar b'azoros avidus kichavim, that the three lashonis of hishtachavo is that was stated b'negei azoros avidus kichavim achas shloi kedakel lechamor leel, and ones to teach us that one is chayiv if they bow down to avidus zora even if it's not the normal way to serve that particular avidus zora, and azora minay and one teaches us that you're going to be over on the Issa of Avodah Zarah if you bow down to an Avodah Zarah and it's the derech of that Avodah Zarah. And the third time that the Torah mentions Shtachavaya, it's coming to be Mechalik, and in a similar way that we said B'negeir, the Yisum, and the Melachis and Shabbos, and Ma Shtachavah Miuchedes Meis La'atzma V'chayv La'atzma Af Kal Avodah V'Avodah B'Shege Chayv La'chatos La'atzma. And Rashi continues that although that would be the Shita Rav Nosson, however, Rabbi Yisi would be chayilik here as well, and the Tanad Rab Zakai Sphere like Rabbi Yisi, that who shtachavo yisera lav l'chalik yotza el lam el leh shi belav v'lei bekoreis v'in chatas asher gosa. And if someone is oved avodah zarah b'meize but he did not have asra, then he would not be chayiv koreis, and therefore if he did so b'shogeg he would not be chayiv chatas v'af al pi shechayav al misa. But even though certainly if someone serves avodah zarah b'meize and with asra, then certainly they're going to be chayiv misa, as the pasuk states mefurish in Pasha Shaftim, Vaishtachlu lehem, miu mikarsu mechatas afka, hilkachloi mishkachas kor, bavidiske chavim lechalik. And therefore, Zok Rab Abba, Rab Yechlin did not have to say regarding the brisa that Rab Zakai brought that puktani lebra. However, the Gemara continues, and according to Rashi, the Gemara will ask two questions on Rab Abba. As number one, maskalar Rab Yosef asks a question to Rab Abba that although we had a machlekes between Rab Nosson and Rab Yosi, benegei the Surim of Shabbos, but that same achleikus would not pertain to the dinim of Avodah Zarah, and even Rabbi Yisi would agree that b'negei Avodah Zarah, if you do multiple surim and multiple avodahs b'halam echad, then you require multiple karbonos, and therefore Rabbi Yechon is correct that the brisa Rabbi Zakai is not a proper brisa, and Rabbi Yechon was correct when he said puktani lebra. And Rabbi Yosef asked the following: as dilma ad kam lekam Rabbi Yisi hasam havar lav yotzes the nafgalei chilk malachis me'achas mehena. As maybe the only reason why Rabbi Yisi stated the Havar is the Lav Yotzes is because Rabbi Yisi already had a Makar from the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra that discusses the Karbonis Chatas, where the Pasuk states Me'achas Mehina, and therefore Rabbi Yisi already knew that if someone does all of the Malachas on Shabbos Behalam Echas, that they would be Chayiv 39 Karbonis, and therefore when the Pasuk states L'Sivaru Eish B'chom Eish V'Seichem B'yom HaShabbos, it can't be teaching us L'Chalik Yotzes, and therefore Rabbi Yisi says it must be teaching us that there is only a lav for the issa of havara, and if someone makes a fire on Shabbos, then there will not be chayiv skila or kares or a carbon. And as the Gemara explains, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yisi actually learned the din of chiluk melachos from the pasuk of me'achas behina, as the pasuk in Pasha Bayikra states, "Dabel bnei Yisrael leimor nefesh kisechta b'shkogo mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisa asana ve'asa me'achas behina." Rabbi Yisi, amen. Rabbi Yisi taught us ve'asa me'achas behina that we learn from this pasuk that there are times where one will be chayiv one carbon even if you do multiple malachas, and pam shechayiv al kolachas v'achas, and there are times we will be chayiv for every single malacha, as the Gemara will explain in a moment. And Rabbi Yisi did not explain very clearly as to how he's learning from this pasuk, and therefore the Gemara continues v'om Rabbi Yenison, and Rabbi Yenison explained my time with Rabbi Yisi that what is the actual pshat as to how and what is Rabbi Yisi learning from this pasuk. As Rashi states, Rabbi Yenison Mefarish time with Rabbi Yisi heichim mashmalei hay mehaykra, and Ayin in Taisis at the bottom of Amid who explains my time with Rabbi Yisi beper klal godol that in Masechta Shabbos Rashi explains that kati memdu meachas umemdu mehino lemay asu that lemaisa, although Rabbi Yisi seems to explain what he does with the entire word of meachas mehino, but Rabbi Yisi doesn't explain what he learns out of the entire pasuk. However, Taisis doesn't like this pshat as v'loshim my time loy mashmakein, and therefore Taisis explains the Yesh Lefarish, my time with Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Yenison is bothered that how does Rabbi Yisi learn out of this pasuk of Pa'om Shechayiv Achaz Al Kulon and Pa'om Shechayiv Al Kol Achaz V'Achaz, if Lemaisa, as we will see in a moment, Hal Shimon, Hal Shem Shimon, La'ovis, La'toldis, Yisrich, Mashiach, that Lemaisa we use this pasuk for other limudim as well. When Mefarish, Meshun Das Mechu Hadodi, Das Shi Nami, Acha Shi Eino, Behena Shi Achas, and as the Gemara will explain, the Rabbi Yehuda will be able to learn from this pasuk all of these drushes, including the drusha of Rabbi Yisi, that is coming to teach us Chilik Melachais. The Gemara explains the Chsiv as the pasuk in Vayikra in Perak Dalet states, Va'asa Me'achas Mehena, and Rashi points out that the pasuk could have stated either Va'asa Achas Mehena, or Va'asa Mehena, or Va'asa Achas, and he didn't have to say Va'asa Me'achas Mehena, and therefore, Menachas Finu Hachi, and by the fact that Terry wrote it in this way, Shema Mina, Lemidrash Kol Chad V'Chad L'Chuda, that we should dash in each of these words individually, and as the Gemara will explain, L'chai V'al Achas V'al Me'achas Klaima Mixas Havera, as well as Al Hina V'al Mehena Kinem Mefarish, and as the Gemara will explain, Hina refers to Avos and Mehena refers to Taldos, and Lemidrashuni Nami Kadadi Hachi Midasam Chila Dadi, as we will now explain, and Rabbi Nissen explains that according to Rabbi Yisi, he dashes this entire pasuk L'gabi D'Isurim of Shabbos, and he will dash in the word Achas as well as Me'achas, as well as the word Hina, as well as the fact that he uses a mem and states Mehena. We will also learn the smichas that Achas Shihena, Mehena Shi Achas, and the Gemara explains as Achas, when the Torah states Achas, is referring to a full malacha, and if someone writes the word Shimon on Shabbos and he did so b'shogeg, then since he did a full avoda, then he will be chay v'chatos. And similarly, Me'achas teaches us Shemi Shimon, that if someone was writing the word Shimon and instead he only wrote the word Shame and he did so b'shogeg, then he would also be chay v'chatos, as l'maisa he wrote two letters on Shabbos and he did so b'shogeg. And as Rashi points out, l'hachi nokat Shimon mishum d'shtei oisis rishonis havelu Shem b'makom acher kagoin Shem ben Noyach v'huadin God megadiel or don b'daniel havelu skava lichtiv Shem acher kagoin Naftali v'loy kasser menu al shtei oisis. But if someone was going to write Naftali and he only wrote the nun and fei loy mechayev, he will not be chayev she'en kamalacha b'shemakom, as writing a nun and fei is never a malacha in any place. And the Gemara continues that from the Lashon Hena, which is also extra, we learn out Avos Melachos that you chayev if you did any of the Avos Melachos, and Mehena, and from the extra mem, we learn out that one could be chayev a carbon if he performed any of the Tolis Melachos b'shoigig on Shabbos. And as Rashi says, the Nafkalon mid the Dami Lula Avos v'haynu Mehena klaimim min Adoimis Lam, from those Melachos which are similar to the Avos Melachos. Rabbi Yenison continues that although Rabbi Yesi already learned all these dinim from the pasuk, but the Maisid is also smichas in the pasuk between the word Me'achas and the word Mehena, and therefore he also learns Achashihena Zodin Shabbos v'shigas Melachos, that the Torah is telling you that if you were amazed at B'negeya Shabbos and you knew there's an Issa of Chilul Shabbos and you also knew that today is Shabbos, but Lemaisa you are shoygig B'negeya multiple Melachos, and as the pasuk states Mehena, which is a Lashon Rabbim, as Rashi states V'shogu B'melachos Shleihu Yudei Hashem Melachos Halalu Asurais Elu Melachos Achiris Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'achas Shiyesh Kan Shkogis Habei. Finally, we also learn Hena Shi Achas, if there was Shigas Shabbos and Zodim Melachos, then although you did multiple Melachos, you'd only be Chayiv one Korban Chatos. And as Rashi on the first of the wide lines explains, Kagoyin Shogu B'Shabbos Kasova Ina Yom Shabbos, they thought today is not Shabbos, Avo Yudei Hashem Kol Melachos Shu Isa Asur B'Shabbos, but he knows that all the Melachos that he's currently performing are generally us on Shabbos, maybe Korban Echad the Chodesh Kogi, as that is only considered one Shogeg, and therefore you only chayiv one Korban. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef explains that we see clearly that Rabbi Yosef actually learns that even without the pasuk of Lisuvaru Ish B'Chomis Rishaychem B'Yem HaShabbos, we still have a Makar that is Chil Chatois on Shabbos, and that's why specifically B'Negeya Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef learns that the pasuk of Lisuvaru Ish B'Chomis Rishaychem B'Yem HaShabbos is coming to teach us that if someone performs the Issa of Avara on Shabbos, then they are only chayiv alav and alav yotzeis. However, Rabbi Yosef continues, Aval hachod lo nafkale chilik melachos miduch dachriti. However, b'negeya avidazara, we don't find another way to learn chilik avidays from a different pasuk. So the kuli alma hishtachava lechalik yotza. Then even Rabbi Yosef would agree to Rabbi Nosson when the Torah states leishtachava lehem, that it's coming in order to teach us that this chilik avidays. Even Rabbi Yosef agrees to Rabbi Nosson that if someone performs multiple avidas, even though he did so behelam echad, they would still be chayiv multiple kavanais, and therefore Zok Rab Abba, that Rabbi Yechonon was correct that Rabbi Zakeh's brisa is not a proper brisa, as we don't find any man that holds that if someone performs multiple avidas b'shoigeg for avidas zara behelam echad, that they would only be chayiv one carbon. And as Rashi explains, the kuli alma lechalik yotza that kol moedin lechol yetz min aklal lelamed al aklal kuli yotza iloi nafgalam medurta achridi umishom haki amale puk tani lebra that filu rabisi chayiv al kol achas v'achas. And before we continue, let's point out that Yad Rama states when the Gemara learned from the word me'achas shem mishimin achshav shekosov me'achas mashma afilu miktsasa v'akachoch lav miktsas melachakai. Certainly a person will not be chayiv if he only performs a part of a melacha. Who also points out the mem psucha kestuma damya, that even though when writing the word shimin you would write it with shin and a regular mem, but when writing the word shame you would write a shin and end a mem. However, zokti yad rama, the mem psucha kestuma damya k'raminu b'shabes k'abisei v'teria stuma shasam psucha is kasha. Ayin Shom. The Yad Rama continues. Binigaya Hina Avais and Mehina is Taldais. Mid Havli Lemichtav Hina the Mashmalon Avais. Because of Mehina Mashma Hanildu Mehen Vahinu Taldais. And the Yad Rama continues. Then when the Gemara states Shigas Shabbos Vizadu Melachos, so he's bothered Alachira. How can you say this is Zadu Melacha if the person didn't even know that today is Shabbos? And Zakti Yad Rama Kol Midi the Ispe Yedia Kari Zadin, that anything weird is a Yedia is called a Zadin, even though certainly Binigaya Issa Shabbos, the person wasn't amazed on the Issa of Shabbos, and certainly the person will be chayiv a carbon because he was a shogeg. And the Gemara now continues, and Rashi explains that the Gemara will ultimately be asking a question on Rab Abba, that how could Rab Abba state that Rabbi Yossi does not hold the concept of chilek avodes by avodah zarah, and if someone performs different avodes of avodah zarah b'shogeg, then he'd only be chayiv one chatas. But l'maisa, the Gemara will now ask that since we see that even Rabbi Yossi agrees b'negei hilchas Shabbos, that we do learn chilcha tois b'negeo all the different avodos and melachos and Shabbos from the pasuk of Asa Machas Mehina, which is a general pasuk that is discussing all chiyuvei chatois when someone performs an issa b'shoigeg. And l'chayr, this pasuk is not only going to be relevant to hilchas Shabbos, and l'chayr Rabbi Yisu will be able to learn the same drashos from this pasuk b'negeo avodah zarah as well. Therefore, even if Rabbi Yisu wouldn't learn from the word leisa avdeim, but Rabbi Yisu will be able to learn from me'achas Mehina that there is chilek avodos by avodah zarah, and therefore how could Rabbi Abba think that the brisa of Zakkai could go like Rabbi Yossi if even Rabbi Yossi would not agree to this brisa of Zakkai, and he would not agree that zivich v'kita v'nitzech v'shtachva v'helam echad that in a chayv ela achas, and Rabbi Yossi would also agree that yichayv al kol achas v'achas. And as the Gemara now continues, chilek melachis davidus gechavim nami tepikle me'achas mehina, and we would learn as follows, achas zvicha, that when the pasuk used the term achas, it would teach us that if someone does a full avodah and he shechs a complete shechita and cuts both of the simon of the animal and he does so b'shoigeg for an avodah zarah, then he'd be chayiv v'chatos. And when the pasuk states me'achas, it's teaching us simon echad, that even if a person only shechs one simon of an animal and he does so b'shoigeg for an avodah zarah, then he'd be chayiv v'chatos. And as Rashi states, the eshkon lehechsho gabichatso ipifnim, since we find that shechita of one simonim is kosher even when doing so b'fnim, as if someone shechs one of the simanim of a chatas ha'ayv b'fnim, it would be kosher. Therefore, this would be considered avoda for an avodah zarah, and you'd be chayv v'chatas. When the pasuk states hina avos, that refers to the avos and the main categories of avodah zarah, as the Gemara states zivuach kito nisach and shtach avoya. And lemaisa, the pasuk states mehina, and once again we will learn that this is actually teaching us that there's also a concept of toldos b'negeya avodah zarah. And for example, Shavu Makal Lefanea, that if there's an avodah zarah, that its malacha is to take sticks in front of that avodah zarah, and a person comes and breaks a stick in front of that avodah zarah, then they would be chayiv for serving this avodah zarah. And as Rashi explains, Shavu Makal Lefanea l'shem avodah zkechavim the dami l'shchita, as this is similar to shchita sheshayva mefarakta, as you're breaking its neck, and here you're breaking a stick. Uchegoyin the dakel loivdu b'makal k'amrim m'sechta avodah zkechavim perak Rabbi Shmuel avodah zkechavim shoyven oisav b'makal Shavu Makal Lefanea. And then even b'negeir the isurim of avodah zarah, we will also dash in based on the smichas of the words of achas and heina, and we will learn out achas sheheina zodah avodah kechav v'shigas avodahs, that if someone knew that there's an issa of avodah zarah, but he didn't know that these avodahs are asa, and he performs multiple avodahs, there will be chayiv multiple kabanahs, and heina she achas shigas avodah kechav v'zodah avodahs, and a person will only be chayiv one carbon if he was a shoygig b'negeir the issa of avodah zarah. Zara, but he was a Zodan b'negiyat avodos of avodah Zara, and we will explain this case in a moment. But the Maisa, we see that even if Rabbi Yossi would learn from the pasuk l'hishtachav lahem that it's a lav yotzeis, but the Maisa, even Rabbi Yossi would learn from the pasuk me'achas mehina that if someone serves an avodah Zara b'shoigeg with multiple avodos, then it'll be chayiv multiple kabanos, and therefore you can't explain that the Braisa Rab Zakai is going l'fi the shita Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Rabbi Yechon is correct that puk tani lebra, that this is not a genuine Braisa. And the Gemara now continues, hai shigas avedis kechavim hechi dami, that when the Gemara just brought a case of shigas avedis kechavim v'zodan avedis, what would be a case with someone who is shigig regarding the isa avedis kechavim? And we already had a similar shakla v'taya at the bottom of daf samach alfa mebeis, as ikasava besa knesses hu v'shtach v'loi harei libo l'shamayim, as if Reuven thought that he was bowing down to a besa knesses, so certainly he would not even mechayiv one carbon, as his heart was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't thinking about avodah zarah at all. El de chaza and data v'sagadle, and if you're going to tell me it's a case where he saw a statue of a king and he bowed down to that statue, so ikibla aleh mezidu, if he was mekabel this statue as his god, then he's amazed and he's definitely not going to be chayiv a carbon. Eloi kabla aleh like klumu, and if he was not mekabel as his god and he was just bowing down to the statue in order to give honor to the king, then certainly he will not be chayiv a carbon. And even if he did so b'mezid, he did not do anything wrong, and he would not be chayiv. And therefore, the Gemara explains, elame avo miura, if you're going to say that's talking about a case where Reuven knew that this was an avodah zarah, but he only bowed down to it either because he loved someone or because he feared another human, so honey chala abaya dam chayiv, then this would work out according to Abaya that taught us on daf samach alvam beis that one that bows down to an avodah zarah may avo miura would be chayiv skila if they did so b'mezid. Therefore, we learn heinashi achas shigas avodah kechav v'zodan avodos, that if one did so b'shoigeg, then you'd be chayiv one carbon chatos. However, el rava d'amar potter ma'ik l'meima, but according to Rava that holds that if someone serves an avodah zarah may avo miura, that even if they do so b'mezid, they're not going to be chayiv, then certainly this can't be the case of shigas avodah kechavim and zodan avodos. And therefore, the Gemara states el ba'im emutar, that it must be a case where Reuven was an im emutar, and as Rashi states kasava in avodah kechavim b'torah, that Reuven thought that there is no issa of avodah zarah in the Torah, when he delay have a shigas avodah kechavim v'zodan avodos, and certainly this would not fit into the case of shigas avodah kechavim v'zodan avodos. The Maisa, he doesn't know about any avodos either, as he doesn't even know that there's an issa of avodah zarah in the Torah. And as Rashi states, ela shigas zev v'zeh. However, miu kra de ka'ama heina shi achas b'hachi mukum la. But this would be a way that we could explain this pasuk b'negei avodah zarah. And when we dash in heina shi achas, we would learn that it's referring to a scenario where Reuven was an imam mutar, and even if he does multiple avodos, he will only be chayiv one chatas. And the Gemara now continues that if you're going to explain the case of heina shi achas is by imam mutar, and it's really a case where he was a shoigeg in avodah zarah, and he was also a shoigeg b'negei the avodos of avodah zarah, and he didn't know about anything. So if so, tifshay the boy minei rava Rav Nachman, l'chayri should be able to be pashed the shayla that Rava had, and he asked Rav Nachman b'negei hilcha Shabbos as to what the halacha will be if helam zev zev biyodoy mahu, and if Reuven did not know that there's a concept of Shabbos, and l'maisi he did multiple melachos, would he be chayiv one carbon, or would he be chayiv multiple kabanos? And tifshay the ainu chayiv alachas, and if we would actually use this entire pasuk b'negei avodah zarah as well, and the only scenario where we could explain the drasha of heina shi achas b'negei avodah zarah is in the case of imam muta, which is a case of helam zev zev biyodoy, and we see that you're going to be chayiv one carbon, and therefore we should be able to be pashut the shayla of Rava. And by the fact that Rava asked the shayla to Rav Nachman, it seems that Rava held that we wouldn't have this drasha b'negei avodah zarah. Therefore, b'negei avodah zarah, Rabbi Yossi would also not dashin achashi heina, and would learn that one is chayiv multiple korbanos by zodan avodah kechavim v'shigas avodos. Therefore, quite possibly, Rabbi Abba is correct that l'fi Rabbi Yossi, there is no makar that if someone is over on multiple avodos b'shoigeg b'negei avodah zarah, he would be chayiv multiple korbanos. Therefore, the brisa that Rabbi Zakkai brought can be going like Rabbi Yossi. And why would Rabbi Yechon state puktani libra? However, the Gemara continues holy kasha v'tifshoit that einachinami is not shver, as einachinami from this pasuk will be able to be pashut the shayla of Rava, just like we see b'negei avodah zarah. If someone is helm zev zev yodai, then be chayiv one carbon. So the same would apply b'negei the shayla of Rava b'negei hilchah Shabbos. And if one is believer on the Issa of Shabbos, Behelim Zevizeh, then in Chanami, he would be chayiv one carbon, not multiple carbonis. And in Chanami, Rabbi Yisi would also learn from this drasha that Achashihena, Zodan Avedis Kechav, Meshigas Avedis, and therefore Rabbi Yisi cannot be the man de Omar, and the Tano that learned this brisa, Rab Zakai, that Zivech Vikita Venisech Vishtach Vabahalamechot, in a chayiv al Achas, as even Rabbi Yisi agrees that he'd be chayiv al Kalachas Vachas. However, the Gemara continues, Umi Matzis Mukmas Lahani Kroy, Bavedis Kechavim, that certainly we can't explain that these psukim are coming to teach us dinim b'negei karbonos when someone serves avodah zarah b'shogeg. The ilu hachok siv b'mashiach par uvenasi sara uviyachid kizbo sira, as in these psukim in Pashas Vayikra in Perek Dalid, the psukim are clearly referring to those avodos where there is a chiluk as to the carbon that is brought based on the type of person that did this avodah b'shogeg. And as we know that a koyim mashiach will bring the par koyim mashiach, and a nasi will bring a sara, and the yachid that does that same avera, where if he did it b'mezid, he would be chayiv koris, that if he does so b'shoigeg, he would be chayiv to bring a karban chatos of a kizba sira. However, as we already discussed on the samach alf and beis, v'ilu b'avedis kichavim tanya, however b'negeya, someone that is over on issa avedis zara b'shoigeg, that we already saw in the brisa on the samach alf and beis, v'shavin, that both Rebbe and the Chacham agree, shabasira kiyachid, that it doesn't make a difference who actually performed avedis zara b'shoigeg, and it doesn't make a difference if he was a Kohen Mashiach, or he was a Nasi, or he was a regular Yochid, and anyone that is over on the Issa Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg will always bring a Seira, just like a Yochid. And if so, this Pasuk in Perek Dalet in Vayikra cannot be speaking about anyone that was over on Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, and therefore Rabbi Yisi would not be able to dashen from the Osam Achas Mehena anything Lagabe Avodah Zarah. And as the Gemara ends off, V'Sulay Midi, therefore this second question that we wanted to ask on Rabbi Abba is not a valid question. If Rabbi Yisi learns that the extra pasuk of Litzushtach v'lehem is l'lav yotzeis, that in a chenami he would not have makar to teach us that this chiluk avodos b'negei avodah zarah, and in a chenami Rabbi Yisi could be the tana of the brice that Rabbi Zakai brought, that zivech v'kite v'nisech v'shtach v'behelam echad ein chayiv ela achas, and if you're Rabbi Yisi, you would not have a chiluk avodos, and if someone performs multiple avodos b'shoigeg for an avodah zarah, then you would only be chayiv one chatos and not chayiv multiple chatois. Keep in mind, as Rashi points out, that certainly the first question of the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef asked on Rabbi Abba is certainly a valid question. Certainly, at least at this point of the Gemara definitely holds that Rabbi Yechanan is correct when he told Rabbi Zakai that puk tani libra, as certainly there is no man to Omar that would hold that if someone performs multiple avodas b'shogeg for an avodah zarah, that they would only be chayiv one carbon. However, it's important to note that Rashi points out, and as we will see at Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara will ultimately come out that there is a man de Omar that can hold like Rabbi Zakai and like this brisa, and if someone performs multiple avodos b'shogeg, then he would only be chayiv one carbon. And as Rashi states on the last line of our Amud, v'hod Rabbi Zakai de patala b'choda nafka, that later on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara will actually learn this din of Rabbi Zakai from the lashon of loisa avdeim, and we will learn hakasav asar and avodah achas, that the Torah considers them all one avodah b'negei a carbon, and if someone performs all of these avodas behelim echad, he would only be chayiv one carbon. And l'chayru, this seems to be a bit shver, as on our entire amid, the Gemara clearly was going with the Seder Rabbi Yechron that puk tani libra, and this brisa is not a valid brisa. But it's important to keep in mind that in a moment the Gemara will bring another version as to the brisa that Rabbi Zakai taught in front of Rabbi Yechron, and it seems clear that according to the second version that we will have, then Rabbi Yechron never said this member to Rabbi Zakai, and he never said puk tani libra regarding this halacha. And really, all would agree b'negei avodah zarah that if someone performs multiple avodas b'shogeg b'helam echad, that they would only be chayiv one carbon. And the Gemara now continues and brings a second version as to the brisa that Rabbi Zakai stated in front of Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara states ki asr Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Omar, that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over, and we continue in Daf Samach Beis and Beis, Hachi Tana Kamei, that this is actually the version of the brisa that Rabbi Zakai said over in front of Rabbi Yechon. And we will first read the words of the brisa, and then the Gemara will explain the brisa in detail. And the brisa stated, Chayim b'Shabbos m'sham mitzvahs, and Chayim b'Shabbos mitzvahs m'b'Shabbos. And the brisa continues and states, Chayim b'Shabbos, that the chumra of Shabbos over sham mitzvahs is, Shah Shabbos osa shtayim b'halam echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, that if on Shabbos if someone did two averes during one period of alamba, then he will be chayav to bring separate kabbonis chatois for each of these averes, masha enkim b'sham mitzvahs, and this is not the din b'negei other mitzvahs. As we stated, the Gemara will explain this in a moment, and the Braisa continues, chayim b'sham mitzvahs, that is a chumra by other mitzvahs, shabisham mitzvahs, shogog b'loy miskavin chayav, masha enkim b'shabbos, that regarding other mitzvahs, if someone is a shogeg without having kavana, then he'll be chayav to bring a chatos. And as Rashi states, shogog b'loy miskavin, loy niskavin l'mlochazu, el l'dova acha, v'also b'yodim l'mlochazu, then regarding other mitzvahs, he would be chayav to bring a korban chatos. However, in a similar case regarding Shabbos, a person would be potter and would not be chayav to bring a korban. And once again, the Gemara will explain this a bit later, and the Gemara now continues and explains the Braisa. As Amamar, we just learned, chayim b'Shabbos, that the chumra regarding Shabbos, that does not apply b'negei other mitzvahs, and the Braisa continues, Shabbos also shtayim behalom echa chayav al kol achas v'achas, masha'in kem b'shab mitzvahs, and the Gemara now is, hechidami, that what are we referring to as ilayim da'ovid k'tir v'tchina, as if we're talking about a scenario with someone performed two separate melachos on Shabbos, and he did so b'shoigeg, and for example, he did k'tira as well as t'china, and as Rashi states, the ikashem is mumchalokin, and umashum hochi chayiv shtayim, or the kavosa gabisham mitzvahs, the ochel chelo v'dam, and l'chari, the only case that is similar to this regarding other mitzvahs is when someone does two separate isurim, and for example, he ate chelo b'shoigeg, and he also ate dam, and the Gemara explains that that can't be, as l'chari, there won't be a difference between the dinam of Shabbos and the dinam of other mitzvahs, as hochi tati mechayiv, hochi tati mechayiv, as in both scenarios, you'd be chayiv to bring two kabbonis, and it wouldn't make a difference if you did two separate malachis on Shabbos, or if someone ate chelev and dam, and in both cases you'd be chayiv shtayim, and you'd have to bring two kabbonis. And the Gemara now continues and tries to explain the Braisa, and the Gemara states, Elo gabi shab mitzvahs de'ine chayiv al'acha sechidami, and therefore, in order to explain the Braisa, it must be that when the Braisa stated that there will be a case where regarding other mitzvahs, you will only be chayiv to bring one korban chatos, the ochel chelev and chelev, where a person ate two kazesim of chelev behelam echad, and even in a case where he ate one kazayis on day one and he ate the other kazayis on the next day, and even so he'll only be chayiv one carbon as the maisi he did it behelam echad. However, this also can't be pshat in the braisa as the kavosa gabi shabbos the avik tziru k'tira, as if so the symmetrical case b'negei hilcha shabbos would be in a scenario where Reuven actually did two malachis on Shabbos, but he did the same malacha twice behelam echad. And once again, the Gemara explains that this wouldn't fit into the Braisa, as Hacha Chodim Mechayiv, Hacha Chodim Mechayiv, as Lamaisa, both in a case where a person did Ksiria twice, or in the case where he ate two Kazesim of Chelev, in both cases, since he did it Bahalama Achas, so he would only be Chayiv one carbon, and therefore this also can't be Pshan de Braisa, Bahayim de Amalei, Puk Tani Lebra. Therefore, it makes sense that Rabbi Yechran said to Rabbi Zakkai that he should go and teach this Braisa outside, as this can't be a genuine Braisa, as the Braisa doesn't make sense. Nayin Rashi Diba Maschal Chelev Bechelev Shnei Zaysim B'Shnei Yomim V'Loi Noidaloi Bein Tayim Shechata. And the Gemara now continues, my Kusha, and what was Rabbi Yechon bothered about, and why did he think that this Braisa wouldn't make sense? Dilma Lo Ilam Eimelecha Da'ave Ketziru T'china. As L'Chari we could explain, when the Braisa stated Chayim B'Shabbos Shah Shabbos Asher Shtayim Behalot Mechad Chayim Al V'Achas Masha Inkim B'Sham Mitzvahis, we're actually referring to a case where someone was Ivan Shabbos and he did Ketziru T'china, and even though it was done Bahalam Achas, he was still chayiv two kabbonis. When the Braisa states, Masha in came b'sham mitzvahs, a sudden avodah chavim k'rab ami, the Braisa is not referring to any mitzvahs, and specifically referring to a case where someone was ivid avodah zarah, and he did two separate avodahs, Bahalam Achas, and it's going like the shita of Rav Ami, that b'negei avodah zarah, if someone is ivid on two avodahs, and he does so b'shoigeg Bahalam Achas, that he will only be chayiv one carbon, the Amr Rav Ami, and as Rav Ami stated, which is exactly the same din that we had in the first version, according to Rav Zakkai, that Ziveach v'kita v'nisach behalam echad einu chayiv ela achas, and in this way we could actually explain the Braisa, and why would Rabbi Yechron have said to Rav Zakkai, puk tani libra? However, the Gemara answers, le misuk mele bavid kechavim, that the reason why Rabbi Yechron felt that this can't be pshat in this Braisa is because it can't be that the Braisa is talking about a case of avodah zarah, and why is that? The tani sefer, it's because the next part of the Braisa stated, Choy me b'sham mitzvahs mi b'shabbos, sha b'sham mitzvahs shoygeg b'loy miskavin chayev, masha inkim b'shabbos. And the Gemara explains that the case of shoygeg b'loy miskavin, ba'avid z'chichovim hechidomi, that you can't really find a case where someone could be a shoygeg and not have kavana by avodah zarah. Therefore, certainly the sefer the brisa cannot be speaking about a case of avodah zarah. And as the Gemara explains, the kasava beis haknesses who v'shdachav aloi harili b'lishemayim, as if we're referring to a case where someone was a shoygeg and didn't have kavana, and that would be a scenario where a person was walking by a building and he thought it's a beis haknesses and he bowed down to it. But the mice in that case, how could the brisa state shabashah mitzvah shoygeg b'lishemayim? As of course you wouldn't be chayiv, as he didn't do anything wrong, as his kavana was l'shemayim and not avodah zarah. And the Gemara continues with a similar shakel v'taya that we had on Amud Aleph and on Samach Aleph on Beis. Elo d'choza and darta v'sogadlei. And if you're going to tell me that the Seif is talking about a scenario where Reuven saw a statue of the king, which was made to honor the king, and he bowed down to it, so once again that can't be pshat. As why would he be chayiv to bring a carbon? As ikabla le balaha mezidu. As if he actually was mekabel this statue as his god, then he was amazed and he wouldn't be chayev a carbon. And if he wasn't mekabel as his god and he only bowed down to it in order to honor the king, then like klumi, then certainly he wasn't even avodah zarah, and certainly he wouldn't be chayev a carbon. And the Gemara continues, ela me'avil mira. And if you're going to say that when the brisa states shabashah mitzvah shoyg b'loy miskaven chayev is referring to a case where Reuven bowed down to avodah zarah and he didn't do it because he wanted to bow down to avodah zarah, but he did so because he loved someone or because he feared someone, and at the time they did so, he actually thought that that would be mutter to do. And as Rashi states, el shoyu blei miskaven kugoy me'avil miura v'lein skavel avodah zichavim el la'avis ish v'shoga kusavim mutter lasis kain. And the Gemara states, hanichal abaya da'machayiv, this would make sense according to Abaya that says if someone does so b'mezid, then he'd be chayiv misa, and therefore if he does so b'shogig, he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon. El l'rav da'mapata ma'ik l'meima. But according to Rava, that holds that if someone bows down to an avodah zarah or does an avodah to an avodah zarah me'avil mi'ira, and he does so b'mezid, he will be patah and not considered like he served avodah zarah at all. Then certainly he wouldn't be chayav a carbon. And with Rava, this can't either be the pshat in the brisa. And the Gemara therefore says el ba'im mutar, and it must be that the sefer the brisa is talking about a case where someone actually does avodah zarah and he thought that it's mutar to serve avodah zarah. And as Rashi Masechta Shabbos explains, and for example, if there's a ger that became a ger while he was together with goyim, and therefore he never knew that it's also to serve avodah zarah, and that's where our brisa stated that b'shar mitzvah is shogeg b'loy miskaven yuchayev. However, the brisa then stated masha'en kim b'shabbos the potel gamri, and in a similar scenario b'negei shabbos where someone was oyim mutar and therefore he's a shogeg b'shabbos and he's also shogeg on a malacha, and clearly this brisa holds that Reuven would be potter l'gamri and wouldn't have to bring any karbanos. And the Gemara states that there can't be pshat in the brisa, as ad kan loy boy minei Rav Ram Nachman halom zeh v'zeh, as even though we previously saw that Rav asked a shayla from Ram Nachman l'gabi Shabbos, and his shayla was that if someone does multiple melachos on Shabbos and he was oyim mutar, and therefore he had alama b'negei Shabbos as well as b'negei melachos, and Rav's only shayla to Rav Nachman was elei l'chiyuvei chada l'chiyuvei tar. That if Reuven did two melachos, would he be chayiv one carbon, or would he be chayiv multiple carbonos? But patal gamri lech lemand omah. But certainly Reuven did not even have a tzad that he would be patal gamri. And l'chayiv, according to this brisa, he should be patal gamri, as the brisa stated shabbos is shoyg b'lim eschavin chayiv masha'in came b'shabbos. Therefore, when the sefer of this brisa speaks about shabbos mitzvahs, it's impossible to explain that it's referring to avodah zarah, and therefore the ratio also can't be speaking about avodah zarah, and therefore, Rabbi Yechon was correct when he said to Rabbi Zakkai, "Puk Tani Lebra," that this is not a genuine brisa. However, the Gemara continues and asks that Lachir, why do you say that it's not a genuine brisa? As my kusha, as what would be shver, Dilma lo ilum im lachar reisha b'avedis kechavim. Then maybe when the reisha stated chayim b'shabbes shah shabbes also shtayim behalom echad chayiv al kolach zvachas masha inkim b'shah mitzvahs shah mitzvahs was referring to avodah zarah, and the reisha is going like the shita of Ami that zivach v'kita v'nisach behalom echad. And the sefer b'sham mitzvahs, and when the sefer stated chayim b'sham mitzvahs, shabasham mitzvahs shogeg b'loy miskaven chayiv masha'inkim b'shabbos, we're referring to other mitzvahs and not referring to avodah zarah. And what is the case of the brisa of shogeg b'loy miskaven that regarding other mitzvahs you'd be chayiv? The kasava roiku baloi, that we're talking about a case where there was liquefied chaylev in front of Reuven, and Reuven thought that it was water or some other liquid, and he swallowed it. And as the Gemara will explain that since he ate chalev and lemaisa he had anah, so therefore, although he was misasik ba'alma, he would still be chayev to bring a carbon. And in a similar case, the Braisa tells us, Masha enkim b'Shabbos to pata. However, if a similar scenario happens regarding Shabbos, then Reuven would be pata. And the similar scenario is, sheniskaven lag bias atolosh v'chotechas mechubo pata, that if Reuven dropped a knife in a garden and Reuven bent down to pick up the knife, and while Reuven was picking the knife off of the ground, cut a vegetable off the ground, or some explained that in a case where Reuven was actually cutting a vegetable, but he thought that that vegetable was detached from the ground, and it turns out that the vegetable was attached to the ground, l'maisa b'degei Shabbos, Reuven will be pata, as he was misasik ba'alma, uchrav Nachman amma Shmuel, and this is based on the din of Nachman and name of Shmuel, Omer, that he teaches us, ha'misasik b'chalom v'arayis chayev shekein nena, that if someone's misasik with chilev or with arayis, then he would be chayev to bring a korban chatos, because l'maisa he had anah. However, ha'misasik b'Shabbos pata, the reason is because melechas machshavas asur Torah, and therefore we could explain the seif of the Braisa as well, shabashab mitzvah shogig b'lo miskaven chayev, and it's referring to a case where someone was misasik b'chalom v'arayis, and Rashi states, ha'misasik b'chalom v'arayis, k'sha'olo b'yodei chalom v'arayis, ha'im misasik v'lo miskaven l'kach, kol misasik karli she'in miskaven b'dobe zeklal, and you will be chayev she'kein nena, hilke choshev b'kavona, and therefore it's considered as if he did this act with kavona. However, in a similar scenario, b'negei Shabbos, a person would be pata, as in order to be chayev for a malacha that you did on Shabbos, it's not enough to just have kavona, but it has to be melechas machshavas, and as Rashi says, shechishev lasizois, and therefore you'd be pata from being a carbon. And since this can be pshat in the sefer de Braisa, so why would Rabbi Yechon say to Rabbi Zakkai that puktani lebra ayin diad ramah melechas machshavas asur Torah that kol malachis the Shabbos memishkan yafinu lehu min as mechor pasha Shabbos lemaisa memishkan besedu v'yakel uksiv be memishkan v'lasiz bechol melechas machshavas, and ayin Rashi mesech the Shabbos on daf ayin beiz and beiz that explains that one will be pata from misasek dechsiv ashechot abo v'dashin and bekrisis prat lemisasek b'dover acha v'osa dover zeh v'shoigig hechidomi, and what is the difference between misasek and shoigig, as shoigig is k'goin sheskaven l'kach aval shogag desova she'in hayoyim Shabbos oy sova v'shom alocha zu hutra v'zeh misasek hoya v'loy b'chaticha. And the Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi Yechon stated that this is not a genuine braisa, and he told Rabbi Zakkai puk tani libra, is because Rabbi Yechon is going l'shitasai, that he doesn't want to explain one braisa in two different ways, and he doesn't want to explain a resh in one way and a seif in another way. And as the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon tamei d'loy mukum masisa resha b'chad taima v'seifa b'chad taima, and we see this in Masechtas Bava Metzia, the Amr Rabbi Yechon mandem tagul l'chavis aliba d'chad tana my vilna mane basrei l'bei mesusa, that the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia on daf mem amud beis wants to explain the Mishnah that the resha is going like Rabbi Shmuel and the seif is going like Rabbi Kiva, and because this point is not relevant to our sugya, so we won't get into detail as to the Mishnah and the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, but Ayin Rashi at the bottom of our Amid, who brings down the Mishnah as well as the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, and Rabbi Yechon wasn't happy with that explanation, as he didn't want to explain that the resha is going like Rabbi Shmuel and the seif is going like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Rabbi Yechon stated that if anyone can explain the Mishnah relevant to Chavis, which is the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem, they will be able to explain the resha and the seifa are going like the same and the Amra, then I will serve him like a Talmud serves a Rebbe, and I will bring his clothing and his kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz or the bathhouse, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon specifically didn't want to learn a resha and a seifa like two mandamim, and Argamar also, Rabbi Yechon did not want to say that this braisa that Rabbi Zakkai brought, the resha is talking specifically about Aveidah Zarah, and when the sefer uses a similar lashon that's talking about other mitzvahs and specifically not talking about Aveidah Zarah, and that's why Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Zakkai, puk tani lebra, and this is not a genuine braisa, and we will stop over here.